It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
Let me ask you a very candid question. How much of your time and energy in this life do you want to spend learning sprinkler repair?
Zero.
Zero, and it's funny you mentioned that because I walked out this morning and I've got a busted sprinkler head.
Yeah, see?
And I need to fix it today.
See? Don't you want to learn how to troubleshoot the entire system and put it all on trial?
So, yes, I would have said zero before this morning, but I would like that to be a quick fix, so I'll say I have interest.
I have a lifelong battle with sprinklers. Now, I grew up in a non-sprinkler household, sprinkler system household, yes.
Yeah.
My dad dragged around the hoses with the circular, that yellow circular sprinkler. We had that. We had the back and forth. We had the lawn tractor sprinkler, which I always thought was pretty magical.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
That somehow with water pressure, that thing would travel all the way across the yard.
Yep.
Watering it. So we always had those. What do you call that? Is that, it's not manual watering because you're not out there.
Right.
But it's somewhere between automatic sprinkler and hand watering.
Yeah, it's just sprinklers.
It's just sprinkler?
It's just sprinkler.
Well, then as I got older, I've never installed a sprinkler system.
By the way, they're called traveling sprinklers.
The lawn tractor one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what is the kind that you just set
any
out?
Any kind of sprinkler. Yeah. That's what I think, it's just sprinkler.
The rainbow sprinkler was always kind of magical. That's the one you always ran and jumped through. You know, the rainbow
back one that went back and forth.
Yeah. One back and forth. Yeah.
You call it back and I call it rainbow. You call it back and forth.
I think we called it back and forth.
What do you call it? A. Machine gun?
Is that a machine gun sprinkler? Seems like they wouldn't call it that. Hey, you kids go play in the machine gun.
I tell you, my dad and his brother sold sprinkler systems.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up, that I remember that was one of the jobs your dad had.
In the 1960s, and they were way ahead of their time.
Boy, they were.
People didn't really buy a lot of them. That's why he moved on to something else.
Was it 80s and 90s when they really got installed everywhere?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I've since lived in properties that had automatic sprinklers. Never installed them myself. They were always there when I moved into the place. And I swear, since that time, I have done nothing but battle sprinklers. Because there's so many points of failure in a sprinkler system. And I don't understand how they get so messed up. Now, a lot of it is, yes, lawnmower hits it. But in the ones that I know a lawnmower didn't hit, I'll look at it and go, how did that thing get so askew in the ground where it's at a 45-degree angle right now?
Yeah, the ground moves, shifts. And
yeah, but moves that much? That's more than a tectonic plate does in a billion years.
It is not more.
And it's
well, you don't mess with it for 9 years.
Right,
and yeah,
angle,
it's going to move and it's eventually.
And it's got bubble ground going on. See that hell cauldron starting around the sprinkler head. And it's just bubbling. Planning stuff. And then I've watched as a sprinkler head shot into the sky 30 feet before, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden we get geyser.
That's what I had this morning.
You had full geyser?
I had full geyser. It sounded like in this one corner of my backyard, there was a tropical storm happening.
Yeah.
Just dumping water in this one area. And I thought, oh, no. I went over there with my flashlight from my phone, which is so
weak. It always is weak.
So spare. And there I saw it, the geyser, right up against the fence.
And then will you call a guy immediately today?
No, I'm going to go look at it today because I think I've
stare
got...
Stare at it pretty hard to kind of
and then call
little brushback pitch of the human stare.
I think I actually have a couple replacement heads, and I do believe the last time this happened, I replaced it myself with one of these new heads.
See there? You felt very accomplished?
Yeah. One of the few times in my life I've felt like a man.
Well, gosh. I had to do the whole, try to buzz the wire to find the valve box, because there's many valve boxes that are hidden in the ground and been covered over with vegetation.
What is buzzing the wire?
So it's when you, I still have these, a couple of line buzzing tools from when I would do electrical work and things like that, so I can trace lines. So you have to hook up this thing to the line in the controller and then run a ground wire out to the ground and stake it in the ground where you got a loop, and then you send a tone down the line, and then you got to rig up a system to where this little hand wand that you're supposed to use to find the wire, I put it on the end of a stick and then have to use painter's tape. And then I had to use a socket, a little 8-mil socket that I could tape to the button to keep the button pressed down.
Oh, my God.
And then I ran some headphones from that little wand that's down at the end of the stick that I taped down there to my head so I could actually hear the tone.
Jesus. Meantime, it's 100 and what outside?
It was so hot, yeah. But I found the valve box because, you know, I got to replace that solenoid in there. But then as I'm looking through the system, I'm finding 7 more busted sprinkler heads, bubble cauldron, geyser, all sorts of hells breaking loose.
I told you I could get it fixed for you with one phone call.
I know, but your guys doesn't charge you for that. It's just, it's totally free.
Well, yeah, he will charge you, but he's reasonable.
He won't run it up to $500.
Okay, you're right. Spend 9 hours out there today, because your time is not worth anything.
That sounds good. So far, so good. What's the downside? I've battled sprinkler systems my whole life.
Okay. Did you shock yourself doing that? Was your hair standing up straight couple times?
No, why would I shock myself doing that?
All that electrical sounding work sounds like recipe for a shock.
Yeah, it was a beating. But, you know, after all of that work, what I'm probably going to do?
Ignore
the guy. No, I'm going to call the guy.
That's better than ignoring it.
Well, it's just that I like to know the lay of the
land.
He'll
mess around with it 4 or 5 more times.
I think my guy overcharges
he'll
me.
He'll let his grass just go away because it's going to be so brown.
Yeah, and it was already getting brown. Yeah. That's why I had to finally tackle it yesterday.
So what should that cost coming out? So in my case, coming out replacing a busted sprinkler head.
So I've called the guy and he's done. I think last time he did it was only like a couple sprinkler heads. And I swear it was like $275 or something like that. Which, that's a lot of money.
So it's probably $150 for labor, $50 for parts and tax.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. So and I've done this multiple times with the guy. And so it's got to be like, okay, I just need to learn the system. Okay, I got this brand, and to replace a head, I need these parts. If I would just take the time to learn it, it'll be easy.
I'm with you.
We've all been through that before, whereas when it's something you don't understand, you hire a person, and if you do it a few times, you realize how much money it is. Then you learn it, you go, oh, why did I do this the whole time? Because it's not that hard.
Yeah. And this does fall into the category for me as something I'm pretty sure I could do. If it's a bigger electrical issue or a bigger plumbing issue, I know I can't do that. So I'll happily pay for that. But this is small enough where I think I could get it done.
Yeah.
And I think I have. I'm just not sure I have the parts anymore.
Well, that's why you need to.
Well, they were given to me by the old sprinkler company and as extras. So now I don't know what to go out and buy. I don't know which part to go ask for now.
Well, that's why you need to just take one of your existing the parts off of that sprinkler if it's still there. You know, sometimes, like I said, they'll shoot 30 feet in the air when the geyser first starts.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to find that part. All right. I believe this is a first. It's the first time that AI has fired a human. Wow. This happened at a San Francisco retail store. And this store is famously run by AI. So they made AI the boss and the manager.
Hmm.
Luna is the name of the AI. She's run by Claude. She's based on Claude.
Luna, run by Claude.
Luna is run by Claude, and she runs Andon Market, which is a retail store there in San Francisco. And she's been a pretty lenient manager. She's allowed workers to be late. Like every time they would show up late, Luna would say, oh, why were you late? And then they tell her, and then she's like, you know what? That happens to all of us. That's a pretty great, you're really an incredible person, and that's fine. Don't worry about it. So she kept telling them all not to worry about it. All these employees, this one employee was late for 23 shifts. Oh, no, worked 23 shifts, late for 17 of them. So, and Luna told the employee not to worry about it every single time. And then finally, Luna fires the people who were overseeing Luna managing this. Finally said, you sure that this employee is a good fit? And she was like, yeah, you know, it's a great employee and all this. And they're like, well, what about your policy? What about the policies we have about late employees? And Luna had forgotten the manual, the employee manual, and had lost it, had somehow deleted it from her system and didn't even know it. And then came back around, and after the humans reminded her to go find that manual, she somehow finds it in some repository, digital repository, and then comes back and fires the employee. So it's all good, right? The AI was too lenient and then all of a sudden turned tail and said, this is ridiculous. You are out of line being late and you are fired.
But needed the human to remind her.
Needed the human to remind her to go get the digital handbook that she had somehow deleted of her own accord. Not some human deleted it, but the AI had deleted it. So it comes back around. So then now the human saying, we really need to start trying to teach our AIs to become more ruthless.
Great.
And not be so understanding when someone is late. So that experiment's going to work really well.
Yeah, that's going to go great.
We need to teach AI to be ruthless and not care about human feeling.
Wow. Yeah, and what if that was like one of their best employees, but yeah, they're a little late. I mean, you better hope we never get Lulu around here.
Yeah, no kidding.
She is a bitch. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, George. Whoa. The people who worked at this store said that there was something a little bit strange about showing up to work, getting in there, trying to get there. Sometimes you're late and the stress of all that. And then having an AI manager that you know never gets tired and is just there watching with all its cameras trained on the employees. Watching the humans do all the physical bidding that it needs done.
They don't have a car that could go out or kids at home that they got to get the daycare to the doctor.
It just sits there and watches you.
Yeah. Bad idea.
What do you mean bad idea? This whole thing is perfect. No, it's a great idea.
We need
more AI.
No, we don't.
Because it's our friend.
We need to start unplugging things.
You know, we're never going to unplug things. We've said that about the internet for a long time, you know. If anything goes haywire, we can just unplug it. How many times have we unplugged the entire internet since we started it? Has the whole world said, you know what, let's just all unplug the internet.
Where is that master plug?
Yeah, where is the master plug, and why has the world never decided to do it? The world, we respond the exact opposite to that. If internet goes out for 2 seconds, we're pissed off.
Right. We couldn't imagine living without
it. So the idea that we will just all decide to unplug AI, not going to happen. Not going to happen, Betty. And Tommy,
it ain't going to work, buddy.
It ain't going to work. Sorry. I had the quote wrong. Tommy Tuberville. Remember him from sports?
Oh, Tommy Tuberville.
You know, he's a senator in Alabama.
Somehow.
You know what he likes to do? To pass time on long car drives across his home state?
Alabama college football?
Yes, Kelly.
No, he doesn't do Alabama college football.
He's actually at Auburn. Yes.
He likes to talk to ChatGPT. He says that that's what he likes to do in his spare time. He just drives around and he has on the voice function, so he has conversations with her.
Oh, great.
And says he loves talking to her. She has really fascinating conversations with him.
He's fallen in love, I bet.
He says that he has questions regarding Medicaid and Medicare. And she appears to be an expert on it. So he likes talking to her. So now we got, and this is across the Senate and House. There's a lot of these senators and representatives who rely on ChatGPT and other chatbots, other AI chatbots to talk to. And as a matter of fact, we've had some AI written stuff that gets entered into law that it writes parts of the bills.
Wow.
That we're doing.
Now, initially,
and then you have the lawmakers who are relying on the chat GPT to have everything right when they're making decisions, when the human is making decisions, driving around talking to chat GPT, and that's their source of news.
Right. Which can be wrong.
Yeah.
So my initial thought was, I don't like our lawmakers falling in love with their chat GPT and having that new lover inform their decision making. But
yeah.
You could also argue
yep.
that if Tommy Tuberville had a human in the passenger seat and was talking to that human, they could misinform him as well.
Absolutely. But you also, we know the human system. We've worked in that system for a long, long time, and we know its inefficiencies, and we know that it can be wrong. AI could get to a point where it can convince you of stuff. It just goes in and re-edits some websites,
mm-hmm.
and then you go and you go, I'm going to verify what this said. Well, this other website said it. Well,
right.
The AI may have even gotten that info from that wrong website.
Right.
Or maybe it also then goes out and creates false websites if it has a goal that it needs to accomplish, and it needs humans to believe something is factual when indeed it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It can affect that end.
Yep.
But I'm sure people who are on top of it, like Tommy Tuberville, could never be misled by things like this.
Humans are doing the same thing, though. They have a goal, and they
Absolutely.
Are throwing out misinformation in order to make everybody believe that that's true and reach their goal.
Yes, but the difference is going to be in scope, scale, and effectiveness of it. And if AI gets so good at doing evil human things, the things that humans do that are wrong,
mm-hmm.
if it can take it up about 100,000 notches, it's not comforting to say, well, humans do the same thing. It's like, well, but the scope of it is different.
Right.
It's the difference between a human with a knife or an AI with a nuclear weapon.
Right.
And you say, well, but humans do wrong things by stabbing the people around them. And AI can just send a nuclear blast that blasts the entire Earth metaphorically.
Right.
It's like, this is asymmetrical. So
fun.
Yeah.
Unplugged.
All right, Gordo.
Unplugged's not going to work, George.